VOA on V Radio.
Hey V listeners, inilah VOA on V Radio. Brie Larson adalah aktris yang menjadi unggulan pemenang peran utama wanita terbaik dalam musim penghargaan film di Amerika tahun ini. Setelah masuk nominasi dalam beberapa ajang penghargaan film bergengsi, pemeran Ma dalam film Room ini juga masuk dalam nominasi Oscar untuk kategori yang sama.
I can't even believe it. I'm just sitting here in complete and utter shock over all of this.
Saat sedang berada di lokasi sebuah film di Australia, aktris ini menonton pengumuman nominasi Oscar lewat siaran video streaming. Walaupun sudah menang di ajang Golden Globe, masuk dalam nominasi Oscar tetap membuatnya terkejut sekaligus senang. Ia sangat menikmati datang ke acara-acara penghargaan insan perfilman.
And it was such a wonderful, fun experience. I've been so involved with this whole season, this whole award season. You go to all these events and you meet all of these different people and you become rather invested in their films and in them individually. So it's been fun. It kind of feels like my own little Super Bowl.
Brie yang waktu remaja dikenal sebagai bintang saluran televisi Disney ini berpendapat bahwa jangankan menang, bisa masuk dalam nominasi di ajang Oscar saja sudah merupakan penghargaan yang sangat luar biasa.
Oh gosh, I mean it's the biggest honor that you can receive in my field, so it would mean a lot. Just the nomination alone is so incredible because the nomination comes from your peers voting. So to have this happen from actors that I respect and hear so much about that's inspired me over the years, it's so cool. I feel like I get to join this cool club of people that I love.
Kini Brie menjadi salah satu aktris muda yang sangat diperhitungkan di Hollywood. Setelah ajang Golden Globe selesai, ia langsung bekerja dalam film budget besar yang berjudul Kong, Skull Island, mengenai legenda makhluk raksasa King Kong.
Well, it's been up a dark couple of days because, you know, after the Golden Globes, I went straight to the airport and got on a flight to Australia and then went from the airport to work. And then I've been working here in Australia in the jungle with tons of new animals and plants and everything looks crazy here. So I feel like I'm in a very bizarre Alice in Wonderland dream.
Berbicara mengenai ajang Golden Globe, ada sedikit cerita lucu dalam perhelatan tersebut. Penyanyi Katy Perry ternyata membawakannya sebuah burger keju hasil selundupan dari sebuah rumah makan cepat saji terkenal di Los Angeles.
So she had perfect timing. I don't know how she got it in because I think it's like against the rules to bring food in. I won my award and by the time I sat back down on my table there was a hot cheeseburger.
Menghadapi karirnya yang sedang memuncak seperti sekarang, Brie berusaha untuk tidak mempunyai banyak harapan. Ia menjalani semua dengan bersyukur dan berusaha menikmatinya secara keseluruhan.
I don't know. I've been taking it day by day and having no expectations, just feeling extremely grateful every day that each day there's some new exciting opportunity and just taking it from there. I mean, I'm 26. Life is long.
Okay, V listeners, sekian informasi seputar Brie Larson kali ini dari Washington DC. Thank you for tuning in to VOA on V Radio.
The Voice of America. VOA.